Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Give yourself away so God can use you. Well, we bless God for tonight. This is Prophetess Teresa Dox of Kingdom Builders International. We're here with you live. It is Saturday, October 1st. 2010. It is now 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Well, I'm going to allow you to be blessed with the music. Get your Bibles ready. Get excited, for we have a word from the Lord tonight. Be blessed with the music, and I will be right back. Away so that the Lord can use me. Shanoropo Rapaloko, say yield to the power of God. Tonight I'm excited to announce our special guest. We have Pastor Mills, and he is the pastor of Illinois Christ Tower of Prayer, located at 125 East 26th Street. That's in Chicago, Illinois. Service times are Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Also, they have service at the Trinity Lutheran Church, and that's in Lowes, Illinois, and you can find them in room 108. That's on Sundays at 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., Sundays and Thursdays. On Thursday nights, they're there at 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 to 8:30 p.m. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa from Kingdom Builders International. I'm excited about what God is doing through his people, through the men and women of God. I'm excited to announce that he will be with us tonight and also tomorrow night doing a part one and part two series. You can go to our website and you can find out more about the ministry. We have information on our website about Pastor Miles Meals, I'm sorry. But also I want to encourage you to get your Bibles out, get ready, get consecrated, get prepared to hear a word from the Lord. I'm going to pray over the lines, and then I'll be bringing Pastor Mills forward. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for an hour of power. We thank you, Lord God, that you anoint the man of God with the blood of Jesus. Lord God, saturate him, Lord God. Allow him to speak into the lives of the people via telephone lines, via internet. Lord God, we thank you for the international radio that our voice can be heard. Lord God, we give you the power to use us. We yield to you, Lord God, and we ask you right now, Father God, that you would even saturate these lines. We take authority over every single adversary to want to come against what you're doing, Father, because we understand the power and authority that you have given us, Lord God. So we thank you. We yield and we give you all the glory for what we're about to do in this hour. Lord God, we cover him, Lord God. Allow your angels to encamp around him, him, his family, his ministry, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for every listener. Father God, we thank you for the faithful listeners. And we thank you, Lord God, for even those that will listen in archives. Father, we thank you. We yield to you. Let your Holy Spirit lead the man of God. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to open up the lines and I'm going to ask Pastor Mills, are you here with us at this time?
Yeah, I am with you.
Praise the Lord. We welcome you tonight to Internet Amen. Radio, our broadcast that God has blessed us with. We're going to, we have all the lines muted out, just so you can know, and we will open the lines up at the end of the broadcast if you like us to, but the lines are open and ready and prepared for you at this time.
Thank you, Prophet Therese. And it's a great pleasure to be with you all this evening. I believe that God has a word for us. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I believe that God is going to bring faith into someone's heart tonight, that someone can believe God for what the Lord has for him or her. This evening, I believe that someone's faith is going to be enlarging. Someone's faith is going to be made bigger to believe God. To believe God, to anticipate a work of God in his or her life. I praise him tonight for what he has for us. He's merciful, he's gracious, he's long-suffering, he's abundant in goodness. Glory to Jesus. This evening, I'm going to be speaking on a subject, a series of a subject the power to get wealth. The power to get wealth. And I'll be speaking on the subject on we being built up in our aspiration to believe God and to expect of God the best quality of life on earth. Praise God. So if you can open your Bibles with me, I want to read a scripture from Isaiah chapter 45, and then we'll also be looking at a scripture, Genesis chapter 17, and I'm going to speak a few things about these two scriptures before we get into the extent that God would want us to learn of Him tonight. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 12, we are told, according to the scriptures, I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. I want to look at the second scripture, Genesis chapter 17, Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. I'll be there in a moment. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old, and that is 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Hallelujah. God is speaking to us tonight about something that he has done, and also something about himself, who he is. He's saying that in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 12, said, I made the earth. I created the earth, and I made man upon it. I created the earth, and I made man upon it. No question about it. God is bringing to all of us tonight something that he has done. I know that there have been questions about man's existence on earth. I know that there have been questions about why the earth is and from what the earth is and all kinds of theories that certain people have been bringing to us. But God is asserting. God is asserting by his scriptures that he created the earth. The earth is not coming from a bank. The earth is not coming from some force. God is saying that he made the earth. And God is saying that he made man upon the earth. Now, in Genesis chapter 17, God is saying something about himself. He's saying that I am the Lord Almighty. He said, I am the all-powerful God. In other words, he's saying that I am all sufficient, God. I don't need anything to make me to be. Saying that I am the self-existing God. I am the self-existing God. I exist. The Bible says that whoever comes to God must first believe that he is. God is. Said, I am that I am. He didn't need anything to be God. He is God. He is God because he is God. He is God because he is God. And he has eternally existed. He's not dependent on anything to be. He is. He is. He is. In relationship to the scripture that we've read earlier, therefore, God is saying that I am, he is, I who exist without anyone, anything making me to be. I, God, I created the earth, and I made man. It's speaking to us that man, therefore, as a creature of God who created man, man is dependent on God. Without God, man cannot be. Without God, there is no man. Without God, there is no earth. God is saying that for to us that man's existence on upon the face of the earth is responsible to him, God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. We have come to some point in our lives that we wake up in the morning. We go about all kinds of chores, and we go to work, and we come back. And at this point, at some point, it makes it as though we live by ourselves. I wake up. I go to work. I come back. I go to bed. And it seems like something that is automatic. It seems that it is something that becomes so, and I have the power to go to bed, and I have the power to wake up, and I have the power to go about my chores, daily chores. Sometimes we say words like, I'm going and I'll come back, or I'll see you when I come back. All right, I will take the kids to school, and then when I come back, all right, when I come back from work, we will talk about it. All right, okay, you know, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. Let's talk about this when I wake up in the morning. You know, we say these things as though we have power. We have something self derived, that we are organizing our lives on earth. I choose to go to bed, and I choose to wake up. Tonight, I want us to get a certain understanding here. That God, who out of his mercy created the earth and made man upon it, it is out of his mercy that he brings us to life every day. Every day when we are alive. It is not because there's something determined thing in me, there's an inherent power in me that gets me to bed and gets me up, that gets me to go about doing things. I want to submit to us that God, who made you, is a God who keeps you alive every day. Is a God who causes you to go back and forth. For the Bible says that in him we live and in him we move. Hallelujah. Man is dependent on God. God is self-existent. God does not depend on anything. God has power, the power to do whatever that pleaseth him. The power to do whatsoever that pleaseth him. Man does not have all the power whatsoever that pleaseth him. For whatever that is in man has been given to him by God. Without God, we have no wisdom. Without God, we have no intelligence. Without God, we have no reasoning. Without God, we cannot rationalize. We cannot even think about what we want to do. Without God, God has given us all the things that pertains to life and godliness. We are dependent on God. Our living on earth is dependent on God. God is the creator, and man is a creature. God is the creator, and man is a creature. God does not need man to exist. Man needs God to exist. Says, I made man. I made man. God is not a creature. God is a creator. A man is creature. Hallelujah. These two words, I'm going to mention two words. Need. And want. Need is a thing we lack. Desire is something, want, I should say, is something we desire to do. I need her. I don't want her. Without her, I cannot live for long. I need food to survive. I need money to pay my rent. If I don't pay my rent, after a few days, I will be evicted. I need money to buy food. Need is a thing we need to live, without which we cannot live. In that sense, God does not need anything to exist. He is. Said, he's the Almighty God, the all-powerful God. Whatever that God wants, he's able to bring it to pass. He's able to bring about whatever thing he wants. Man is the opposite. Man cannot have whatever that he wants. But God can have whatever that he wants. Man has need of certain things to exist. God does not have need of anything to exist. Glory to Jesus. I'm laying this fundamental relationship between God and man to bring us to a certain understanding what God created man. Why God created man? Did he create man because he needed man to exist? Or did he create man because he wanted man? And we're going to be learning that God created man because he wanted him to be. That God created man because he had a counsel within himself. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, we are told that he does all things according to the counsel of his will. So there is something we call the counsel of the will of God, by which God created man. We want to learn tonight the counsel of the will of God that brought about the creation of man upon the earth. He's telling us that God going about to make man upon the earth was not something arbitrarily. He did not just get up to put man upon the face of the earth. There was a careful, a thought through, a counsel. God thought through. God talked through. God talked through. T-H-O-U-G-H-T. T-H-O-G-H-T. Thought through. He took counsel within himself and willed to bring man about. Glory to Jesus. We want to learn what it was, the counsel of the will of God in bringing man upon the face of the earth. We want to learn this because we will come to see that the move of God, the wisdom of God in bringing man upon the face of the earth is something that will help us to see the mind and the vision of God concerning your life upon the face of the earth. There is a vision of God. There is a mind of God for bringing you into this world, in bringing you to live on this earth. God did not just bring you here. There is a calculated mind of God, thought through mind of God for bringing you upon the face of the earth. We want to understand that vision. We want to understand that wisdom of God. As we learn in Colossians chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, you can open your Bibles with me to Colossians chapter 1, and then we'll read a few scriptures to understand the why, the counsel of the will of God in bringing man upon the face of the earth. Colossians chapter 1. I'll be there in a moment. And we want to read verse 14 and 15. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. He's talking about Jesus. I want to read again. He's talking about Jesus. He said it is in Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. I want us to analyze the phrase, the firstborn of every creature. He's saying that Jesus is going to be or is the firstborn of every creature. The firstborn of every creature. And when we come to 18, and I'll then continue with the analysis, he said, and he's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. In these two scriptures, we've been brought to the understanding, a theme is coming out, that the firstborn, that Jesus would be the firstborn of every creature, the firstborn from the dead, so that in all things he might have the preeminence, the preeminence. And we understand that in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11, Paul is intimating that according to his eternal purpose, according to his eternal purpose that he had purposed in Jesus Christ, according to his eternal purpose that he had purposed in Jesus Christ, it means that eternally, before the foundations of the world, God had eternally purposed a thing in Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11. According to the eternal purpose which he had purposed in Jesus Christ, according to the eternal purpose which he had purposed in Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus in the Godhead. In the Philippians, he's saying to us that he did not think about himself. He didn't think about it robbery to be equal with God. He is God. God the Father calls him God. The Christian theology, in Christian theology, we believe that Jesus is God as the Father is God. And so Jesus is self-existent as the Father is self-existent. Jesus does not need to be exist. Jesus exists because he is. Hallelujah. But in this scripture, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, that it is coming to us that there was something that God had purposed in Jesus Christ, who does not need anything to be, that Jesus, God purposed in him that he would be the preeminent, he would be preeminent of all things. He'll be preeminent of all things. Being preeminent is not in vacuum. He's going to be preeminent not in vacuum, but he's going to be preeminent of things. There's a relationship of his preeminence. He's going to be preeminent in relationship with things. The scripture we read said he's going to be the firstborn of every creature. The Jesus, the Son of God, the self-existent Son of God, is going to be the firstborn. Is going to be the firstborn of every creature. It's something should be coming to us that if he's going to be the firstborn of every creature. And now, listen, this is something God had eternally purposed. Eternally, before the foundations of the world, he had eternally purposed in Jesus Christ, his Son, the firstborn of every creature. See, so that without creature, without things, without creature, he cannot be the firstborn. Creature has to be so that he will become the firstborn of every creature. There need to be things so that you will be preeminent of all things. Now, I want to emphasize this, that this is a desire of God. This is a want of God. It got nothing to do with his existence. He got nothing to do with existence. He does not need things to exist. He does not need any creature to exist. But God desired to do something in Jesus Christ. God decided to magnify his Son. God decided to glorify his Son. God decided that I am going to make the Son in the Godhead, Jesus, who came into the world, who became incarnated and came into the world, Jesus Christ our Lord, God decided, he purposed, hallelujah, he purposed in Jesus Christ that we're going to make you the firstborn of every creature. It means that when he purposed to make Jesus the firstborn of every creature, he created a need for himself. He created a need for himself because without the creature, Jesus is not going to be the firstborn of every creature. The creature has to be so that he would be the firstborn of every creature. Things got to be in place so that Jesus would have to be the preeminent of all things. We are talking about a purpose. We are talking about a mind and the will of God. The Father going about, wiggling about, getting about to do a thing with the Son. in this fashion, to be the firstborn, to be the firstborn, to be the firstborn, to be the firstborn of every creature, to be the firstborn of every creature, to be the firstborn of every creature. Creature has to be, if he's going to be the firstborn of every creature. And in Romans chapter 8, we come to a similar relationship. Romans chapter 8, 29. It reads, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And here we are also understanding that God had purposed in Jesus Christ, God had purposed in Jesus Christ, God had purposed in Jesus Christ that he might be. It means that he wasn't. It means first he wasn't. Prior, he wasn't. But God purposed to make him that he might be the firstborn. The firstborn. John, according to John, he was the only begotten son. The only begotten son. He existed as the only begotten son. But now we are understanding that God had a purpose in him, eternal purpose of God in Jesus Christ, to make him that he might be the firstborn of many brethren. If he is the only begotten son, and there is going to be a thing that he is going to be the firstborn of many brethren, then there must be brethren. Brethren, I'm submitting to us the counsel of the will of God in bringing man upon the face of the earth. The counsel of the will of God in bringing you upon the face of the earth. This evening, the scripture is bringing to our attention. The scripture is increasing our knowledge about your existence upon the face of the earth. Our existence upon the face of the earth is dependent upon a purpose of God in Jesus Christ. Let me repeat this. The reason for my existence upon the face of the earth, the reason for your existence upon the face of the earth is dependent upon the purpose of God, the eternal purpose of God that he purposed in Jesus Christ, that he is going to make him the firstborn of every creature, that is going to make him the firstborn of many brethren. For Jesus, many brethren, but for God, many sons. How be it in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 2, it is said that he will bring many sons to glory. He will bring many sons to glory. That he will bring many sons to glory. Hallelujah. 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 The reason for man's existence upon the face of the earth is not a matter of evolution. The reason for man's existence upon the face of the earth is not a matter of evolution. Some chemical shaking that brought man into being, Yea, this evening we have been told God is revealing special knowledge to us that the purpose, the reason for man being upon the face of the earth was because of a thing that he had purposed in Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 12. When God said, I created the earth, and I made man upon the earth, this is the reason, the counsel of his will for making the earth, for creating the earth and making man upon it, is coming out of an eternal purpose that he had purposed in Jesus Christ. Oh, son, I am going to make you the firstborn of many brethren. Oh, son, I'm going to make you the firstborn of every creature. I'm going to make you the firstborn from the dead. I'm going to make you to become that you might be the preeminent of all things. First, Jesus. First, a purpose in Jesus. And I can get into the Godhead by the mercies and grace of God, that the moment that he purposed in Jesus Christ, a thing came to God. God conceived within himself. So the counsel of his will,
the counsel of his will. The counsel of his will. He took counsel within himself. He took counsel within himself. That of what creature? Of what creature is he going to be the firstborn? Of what creature is he going to be the firstborn? Of what creature is he going to be? Of what the nature of this creature? What will be the nature of this creature that the Son of God, the Son of God, is going to be the firstborn of many brethren? Hebrews chapter 2. We get a statement Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to his holy name. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 16. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. He took not on him the nature of angels. He took not on him the nature of a lion, the nature of a bear, the nature of a monkey, the nature of a lizard, the nature of an elephant, but he took on the nature of the seed, took on him the seed of Abraham. Now, what we are getting here is that when God purposed in Jesus that you're going to be the firstborn of many brethren, He conceived within him of what nature of creature, is the Son of God going to be one with, so that he would be one with this creature of which nature he would be the firstborn. He would be the firstborn of creature, and he would be the firstborn of many brethren. Before I continue, listen. You see that, you know, creature, then brethren. We first created, and there is a transition from being a creature to being a son, from creature to son, from creature to son, from creature to son, from creature to son. If you are listening to me this evening, and you are upon the face of the earth, you are a person on the face of the earth. You are not in Mars, you are on earth. I want you to know something, that if you are not a son of God, if you are not a child of God, you have not come yet into the full mind and will of God concerning your life. God did not just create you to bring you upon the face of the earth, but God made you upon the face of the earth so that you would become a child of God. He put you upon the face of the earth so that you would be a son. He put you upon the face of the earth to have a relationship with you. How be it in Luke genealogy account, he says, and Adam was the son of God. And Adam was the son of God. God created him. God put him here on earth, but he put him on the face of the earth to have a relationship with Adam. And that relationship is a relationship of a father and a son. If that relationship is a matter of a father and a son, and that relationship is a matter of a father of a son. If you are not a son of God, if you are not a son of God, if you have not a son of God, you are not yet come to the mind and the will of God concerning your life upon the earth. Hallelujah. 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 Coming back to our train of thought, God made man upon the face of the earth. We want to know the counsel of his will, why he made man upon the face of the earth. He doesn't need man. He didn't need man to exist as God, because he's self-sufficient. But we are told that in eternally, God purposed in Jesus Christ. And therefore, a need was created. What was the purpose? Said, I'm going to make you to become the firstborn of every creature. Make you to become the firstborn of many brethren. There was a need. Not for his existence, but for his stature. But for his glory. But for his magnification. God created a need in Jesus Christ. And that need was a need to bring man. So that Jesus would become the firstborn among many brethren. It means something to us, therefore, that man upon the face of the earth is not an arbitrary thing. It is calculated, very strategic mind and will of God. Let me repeat this. Man upon the face of the earth is a very strategic work of God. It is a very strategic work of God in relationship to Jesus. Jesus is a son. Jesus is a son. Jesus is a son. And in the mind and the will of God, God was not just putting a creature upon the face of the earth, but God was putting upon the face of the earth a person who would have the image of his son. As we read in Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. The conception of God. The mind and the will of God. For putting on earth man so that Jesus would become the firstborn of many brethren was not just simply a creature upon the face of the earth, but that man would be son. As Jesus is son, as Jesus is the son of God, the man would be son of God upon the face of the earth. God went about to put a son. Not just a creature, a son in the image of his son, to have a relationship, a person upon the face of the earth, just as a son is. It is this mind and the will of God concerning Jesus Christ, out of which he's going to be the firstborn of many sons, Brethren, it is about sonship. Man on earth is about sonship with God. Sonship. If you are not yet a son of God, if you are not yet a child of God, you are not yet perfected of your being on earth. The mind and the will of God for bringing man was in the image of his son. God had a picture, a beautiful picture. God had a beautiful vision about his son. He said, son, we're going to make you the firstborn of many sons. It was not a thing that was. Jesus existed as the only begotten son, but God went about purpose eternal in him. We're going to make you many sons so that you be the firstborn of sons upon the face of the earth. Is it not remarkable that in the Luke account of the genealogy, saying that Adam was the son of God, that Adam was the son of God. Adam was the son of God. Adam was the son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to bring to our knowledge, God's heart for the Son, God's mind for the Son, that you are not just a son upon the face of the earth, but God has a mind concerning you. God had a vision concerning you as the Son. When we look at Luke chapter 15, Jesus talking about the prodigal son said something that will help us to understand God's orientation to the Son upon the face of the earth. Son, the Father's heart, the Father's relationship, the Father's inclination, the Father's mind, the Father's vision concerning the Son, God's attitude concerning the Son. Hallelujah. And Jesus powerfully brings this out in Luke chapter 15. And we all know the story of the prodigal son. He had gone out and had run into bad company, wasted the father's goods that he took. Now he had come to a place of want. And at a certain point in time, a thing came to him. He says in verse 18, I will arise. Let me go back to verse 17. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And then when we come to verse 22, he had come to the Father, and this is the Father's heart. He said, but the Father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put on a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. I want to submit to us that the Father's heart for the Son is nothing but the best. Nothing but the best. That this is my beloved son concerning Jesus, my beloved son, the best son, the best son. And God went about to create a being, a person upon the face of the earth in the image of his son, to be son, so that a son would also become the firstborn of many sons. His heart towards Jesus, the best, the best, the best. The best. God's heart, God's orientation concerning you is the best. God's orientation concerning your life upon the face of the earth is the best. God's treatment of the Son upon the face of the earth is the best. God's mind, His will concerning you upon the face of the earth is the best. Brethren, we're talking about a vision of God. We are not talking about your perspective of things. We are not talking about your thinking about things. We are talking about the mind, the counsel of His will, the counsel of His will from which He brought you upon the face of the earth is to put a man, a creature, a human being, that he would have the best, that he would come to have the best, that he would be the best, the best, the best, the best, the best, the best. How be it that in Psalm 8 we are told that he created man and crowned him with glory and honor. He crowned him with glory and honor. The Father is saying, put on him the best. Go get the fattest calf. God's attitude towards your life. God upon the face of the earth. God's mind concerning you upon the face of the earth is for you to be the best and experience the best. This evening I want to deprogram your mind. This evening I want to enlarge your knowledge of God. I want to increase your faith. I want to bring to you a perspective that to know that God designed you to be the best. God designed to make you the best. When he thought about Jesus, his son, and to make man that he would become one with the best. For he who sanctifieth and the one who is sanctified, they are one. One in image. One in God's responsibility towards you. One in God's attitude towards you. Beloved, God is not dealing with a creature. God is dealing with his son. The Father is dealing with his son. The Father is dealing with his son. And this is how the Father deals with his son. He deals with the son the best. Why? Because the son is the best. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Is it not amazing that in Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, I should say, that when he had finally formed man, and I can see when God was forming man, said, I'm making the best. We are making the best because, son, you are the best. And you're going to be one with the best upon the face of the earth. You're going to be one with the best. That in glory, and as we are magnifying you, you'll be the son, the best among many best. You're going to be the best among many best, the firstborn among many best, because you are the best. We're going to make the best creature. We're going to make the best creature. This best creature is the son of God. This best creature is the son of God. This best creature is the son of God. He was made, and he was crowned with glory. He was crowned with glory and honor and glory and honor. Glory and honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is it not amazing? Is it not amazing? Is it not amazing that in Genesis chapter 2, when he had finally formed the man, and the Bible says, and then the Lord God planted a garden. And in this garden, he put man. When you look at the description, it's saying, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Beloved, every tree that is pleasant to the sight. What aesthetic, what great sight, what great beauty, what great landscape. You know, the rivers flowing, a place, gold, onyx, stones, precious stones. God put man in the best environment, for he is the best, and God is dealing with him as the best. God created a special place, a special environment, God, a garden. Beauty is what of this garden, and God put man in the best place. Upon the face of the earth, the fattest, the precious, the most pleasant place, because he's treating, he's giving a treat to his son. His heart for the son is the best. His heart for the son is the best. You are a son of God. Are you a son of God? Are you a child of God? Are you created? Have you become a son? in Jesus Christ. You are the best. You are the best. And God has designed in his mind concerning you that you will experience the best upon the face of the earth. The garden was not planted in heaven. The garden was planted on earth. I said, the garden was not planted in heaven. The garden was planted on earth. We're talking about earth. You're living on earth. The quality of life, the quality of life that God had conceived concerning you, my brother and my sister, is for you to experience the best. Glory to Jesus. Blessed is holy name. The best. I want you, if you are listening to me, say to yourself, I am the best.
You finished?
Because I am the Son of God. And God has for me the best quality of life. The best quality of life. The best quality of life. Upon the face of the earth.
Right here.
Your reason for being on earth. Your reason for being on earth is not just for you to live in any way, anyhow. The reason for being upon the face of the earth is not just to be about anything, just any way, anyhow. God has a special mind concerning you. God has a special heart concerning you. God has the mind of you that you will be the best.
People
to experience the best quality of life upon the face of the earth. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus. What is our point here this evening? What is our point here this evening? This evening,
you can't hear me.
I want us to understand. Not what you want to conceive about yourself. We want to understand the vision of God, why he brought you upon the face of the earth. We want to understand the orientation of God for bringing you upon the face of the earth. You are here not because you add on to the existence of God. You are here that you add on to the glory of Christ, that you be the firstborn of many brethren. Glory to Jesus. This is so simple. But it's not simple for many people. This is a revelation that God is bringing to us. An enlightenment that God is bringing to us. I want you to know that if you are a child of God and you are not experiencing the best, tonight I want to give you the opportunity to learn about his mind, that you begin to have an aspiration. Maybe something is telling you that this is all about my life. I cannot have anything better than this. Same old, same old, same old, same old. Tonight, I want to bring you to this level of thinking, this level of perspective. God is raising the poor out of the dust. He's lifting up the needy out of the dunghill and setting him to be part with princes, even the princes of his people. Glory to Jesus. God is bringing you up, and tonight is a knowledge of God to you that would enlarge your faith, that would give you to understand God's vision concerning your life upon the face of the earth. This is not just some wanton, something that we are talking about here. We are talking about an eternal mind and will of God concerning your life upon the face of the earth. We want to get into the mind. We want to get into this vision of God. So you and I can aspire. You and I can believe God that if he had made me to be the best, then why is my environment looking not the best? Because God's treatment is not just that you are the best, but God provides you the best. You can believe God for the best. You can believe God for the best quality of life. You can believe God Have an aspiration. Have an expectation. Know that you are the son. Know that you are the best. As a son, you are the best of God upon the face of the earth. This is not you. I want you to understand that it's not you. It's not how you think about yourself, but how God thinks about you. And I'm bringing us all into that mind of God to see how God thinks about you and how God wants to behave towards you. God's attitude towards you is put on the best robe upon him because he's my son. Oh, go and get the fattest calf because he's my son. This is not a servant. This is son, my son, my son, my son. I have a special relationship with this being upon the face of the earth. Upon the face of the earth. He is one with my son. Bashando kataya rosi ba kataya mashe rosi brando kataya la pro shakende magaturi abando koto. I pray that heaven shall be open upon our conference tonight. I pray that heaven shall be open upon our conference tonight. I pray that the eyes of understanding shall be open, that somebody will begin to see the mind and the will of God concerning his or her life upon the face of the earth. Somebody will begin to believe God, for the best, because God's mind and his heart towards you is the best. Beloved, if you are not experiencing the best, it is not God's fault. Beloved, if you are not experiencing the best quality of life, let me make you uncomfortable. Let me make you a little bit uncomfortable. I don't know how many of you have watched this movie, Coming to America. And in Coming to America, we see the father coming to America and coming to hear that a son is working. My son works. The prince, my son works. The one who has not even learned how to tie his shoe latchet is working. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. This is not of the son. This should not be of the son. The father was mad because of what has come to be of the son. What is it bringing to us? As a prince of God, as a son of God, it is now the mind and the vision of God concerning you to live and work for your living subsistence. I want to make this thing very clear. The son does not work. There's a certain work for the son, but not to work for food, not to work for shelter, not to work for clothing. This is something that the father has provided. This is something that the father has for you. This is something that the father puts on you. You don't work to put a shelter upon your head. You don't work as a son to eat. This is not of the son. This is not of the son. The son is the father's heart. The son is the father's vision. The father's attitude is that the son will be in wealth. Wealth meaning that the son will not lack in any good thing. Wealth meaning that the son will not lack in any good thing. The son will not lack in any good thing, for it has been provided for. All that the father pertaining to life and godliness have been provided. If you are working to pay rent, to pay mortgage, beloved, we are not yet in the best of God. We are not yet in the best of God. God's best for you is for you to come into wealth. Wealth meaning that not just frivolous spending of money, going to Las Vegas. That is not what we are talking about. We are talking about you lacking nothing. Lacking nothing. Lacking nothing. You putting on the best clothes. You eating the fattest calf. That is what we are talking about. This is not vain. This is not some wishful thing. This is not fleshly. We are talking a matter of the Spirit of God. We are talking about a matter of the Spirit of God, because the mind and the will of God is of the Spirit. This is a vision of God. This is a vision of God concerning you eternally, that the man that we are going to put on the face of the earth shall have the best. See, in Genesis, what he did for Abraham, for Adam. In Genesis, what he did for Adam. See it. See it. See it. See, God is bringing to our attention his mind concerning the son. For Adam was the son then, before the fall, before the transgression. And this was the father's heart. This was the father's mind. This was the father's will being fulfilled in the life of Adam, the best. For he was the best, and God was giving him the best. Tonight, I want to invite you. Tonight, I want to open your spirit. I want you to open up your spirit. I want you to open up your faith to believe God. To say, God, deal with me as a son, for I am your son. God, I expect. God, I anticipate. God, I'm looking forward. Just like the son, the prodigal son, came to himself. He said, in my father's house, in my father's house, in my father's house, even servants have enough and they can spare. But look at me. Look at my estate. Look at the food I'm eating. Look at how I have become. Let me go to my father's house. When he went to his father's house, guess what? He was treated the best. Hallelujah. He was treated the best. Yes, it is true that Adam, he fought it, he transgressed, he brought into his life hardship. But in Jesus Christ, Adam is reclaimed. In Jesus, Adam is redeemed. Jesus, by the prodigal son, is illustrating to us that when we come back into the relationship with God as son, the best, the best, the best. Brethren, we are not talking just about heaven. We are talking about life on earth. We are talking about life on earth. Tonight, I want you to believe God. I want you to believe God, a change will come into your life. I want you to believe God, a change will come into your life. Not just because you want something, but because God is an attitude of God. It's an attitude of God. God wants you to see him. Come on now. God wants you to see him. God wants you to see him. Gain the perspective. Have the vision of God concerning your life. Don't look at yourself. Don't look at what people are telling you. Don't look at what people are telling you. Look at what God is saying to you. Look at what God, hear his word. Look, see his vision concerning you. Let his vision, let his mind and will come into your eyes, the eyes of your understanding this evening. Come, come with me, come with me, come along with me. Let's see the mind and the will of God. It is the best, it is the best, it is the best, 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 the best. Maybe like the prodigal son, you are living in an apartment. Maybe like a son, the prodigal son, you are paying mortgage. Paying car notes. It's so hard. It's so hard. Look at our vision. Look at how the enemy has brought us so low. Every time we go to school, we come out, all we are thinking about, I'm going to find a job. What about the mind and the will of God? Have you thought about God's mind concerning you as a son? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about that? Wherever you are right now, I want you to be very uncomfortable like the prodigal son. The prodigal son became very uncomfortable with his situation because the Bible says something came to him. A revelation came to him. An understanding came to him. Tonight, I'm praying that an understanding will come to you and rise. face of the earth. Will he find faith? Tonight, I'm believing God, the faith is in somebody's heart. Tonight, I'm believing God, the faith is in somebody's heart to believe God for the best. To live quality of life. Quality of life. Look at our father Abraham. Look at our illustration, the illustration in Boaz. The Bible says that he was a mighty man of wealth. Abraham was very rich, blessed of God. Isaac, the son, never worked for anything. He inherited all that the father had. Jesus said, all that the father has given me is yours. Can you believe God? Tonight. Can you believe him? Can you believe him? Can you believe him? Please. Please. I admonish you. The best of God is waiting for you. I admonish you, the best of God. Listen, it is not you who is going to get the best. God is going to put you into the best. God is going to put you into the best. The best is not going to be coming out of a work that you do. It's not going to come out of some things that you have to do. The Bible says that he created, planted a garden, and he put the man in it. It is not your effort. It is God. But if you can believe tonight, if you can extend your faith to God tonight, and look at where you are tonight, I'm not just talking about holiness. I'm not talking about godliness. I am talking about living on earth. I'm talking about you putting on the best robe. I am talking about you coming to eat of the fattest calf God has prepared for you. The rich table that God has prepared for you. The rich table that God has prepared for you. Finally, I want to read a scripture in Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 and 4. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 and 4. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. This evening, I believe that your knowledge of God concerning your life on earth has increased. Beloved, God made you upon the face of the earth with a vision. He looked at his son, the best. This is my beloved son, with whom I'm well pleased, the best. Said, I'm going to make the best upon the face of the earth. You are going to be the vision. You are going to be the blueprint from which we are going to make this man upon the face of the earth. This is a creature of which you are going to become one and be the firstborn of the creature, or be the firstborn of every brethren, of every son. This is the man. This is the man crowned with glory and honor, one with the Holy Son of God, to be the best and have the best upon the face of the earth. upon the face of the earth. He's not just going to be a creature, but he's going to be son like as you are, son. Joy size with you. All that I have concerning you, I will be unto this son upon the face of the earth. All that I have concerning you, oh, my dear son, Jesus, this man upon the face of the earth, I will give all to him equally. As he walks upon the face of the earth, he's crowned with glory and honor. The robe is the best robe. The food is the best food. The environment is the best environment. Beloved, this is your life on earth. The vision of God concerning you. Before I come to the next phase, that if you are listening on this internet radio and that you are not yet a son of God, I want to invite you. Bible says that as many as received him, Jesus, that believed, he gave them power, the ability to become the sons of God, born not of the will of the Father, the will of the mother, flesh, the will of man, but born out of the will of God. We'll come back to that as I open up the lines for any question, as I hand over to prophetess. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory be to God. This is Evangelist Hannah. What a word, men of God. What a word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. First, I'm going to extend the call to support salvation. And then I have a couple words from Kingdom Builders concerning our workshop. And then we're going to open up the lines for comments or testimony. Glory to God. So, Father God, if you have not called on Jesus Christ as your precious Lord and Savior, you cannot walk into the things of God. You cannot walk into the fullness of God. Glory be to God. So if you over the phone lines or if you on the internet and you have not called on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I am a sinner, but I ask you to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I give my heart to you, Jesus. By faith, I believe that you died and you rose again in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Just ask him into your heart. Cleanse me. Renew me. Strengthen me in the name of Jesus. If you said that prayer, I pray that he will fill you with his spirit, with an overflow in the name of Jesus. And welcome to the body of Christ. The angels is rejoicing, and we are rejoicing. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if you do not have a Bible, you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org and put in the comment box your email address, a phone number, and we would love to send you a Bible. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we encourage you to find a Holy Ghost-filled Bible teaching church. Glory to God. Welcome into the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And I also would like to announce again about Kingdom Builders International Prophetic Training and Activation Workshop in Chicago. It will be August the 27th, the 28th, and 29th. The 27th and 28th will be from 6 o'clock to 9:30. The 29th will be from 9 to 5, and you will be served lunch. The host church is the Greater Straightway Full Gospel on 103rd and King Drive. The workshop is $60, or you can attend one session for $25. We also have a workshop in Detroit, Michigan on November 17th, 18th, and 19th. Glory be to God. And in Detroit, the workshop will be 12 to 4 Thursday and Friday. And it will be 9 to 5 that Saturday. And the place that will host it will be announced. Glory be to God. And for Chicago, I said August the 27th, 28th, 29th. I'm so sorry. It's October the 27th, 28th, and 29th. If you want further information, you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org to register and to get further information on the workshop. And God get the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. So now we're going to open up the lines for comments. Glory be to God. Man of God, again, what a word, what a word, what a word. What some fire and some power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is there anyone on the line that has a comment, a testimony?
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to say that was a powerful word that went forth. And I was blessed, and he's talking about the purpose of God, and truly the purpose of God is what should be in our hearts and minds as believers. And, you know, a lot of times you see where people are just really just concerned about their purpose and the things that's on their agenda, but it's all about the purpose of God, that we manifest the Son of God and we be changed and transformed into his image. And that is the victory. That is where the victory is, and that we, you know, have the mind of Christ. And so I was really blessed by hearing that word, and I just thank God for the man of God. And while I'm speaking, I just want to cover him in prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for the man of God. We thank you for that powerful word that has went forth. Lord God, I thank you, Father, that you used his vocal cords, his voice, as your voice went forth and echoed throughout this airways and internet radio. I thank you, God, that, Father, you shall protect him and cover him from the top of his head to the very soles of his feet, that he's totally protected everywhere he turns, Father. I thank you that whatsoever his hands touch is blessed, Father. There is no weapon formed against them that shall prosper. And I bind up every force and every attack of the enemy that would come against him and break the very power of it in the name of Jesus, render it powerless. I thank you, God, that, Father, he's totally blessed. And, Father, as he continually speak your word, I thank you, Father, that the ears that you have opened up to hear, Father, those that even in their spiritual graves, Father, will come alive and come alert and be perceiving the things of God in this time. Father, I just thank you for the blessing on the man of God. And, Father, pour back into him that which you have released, and even the more, even greater, Father, things coming his way. Lord, I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Back over to you, Evangelist Hannah. Amen.
Thank you very much, Pastor Celeste. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God. Is anyone else on the line that has a comment?
Hi.
Hi. Hello? Praise God. Hello.
Hi.
Praise
Hello.
God. Hello.
Uh-huh. We can hear
Hi.
You.
This is Miss Jenny. This is Miss Jenny.
Glory
and
to
I'm
God.
Telling you. I have been touched. I have really been touched. He touched so many areas that I'm going through in my life, areas in the Bible, it just makes you want to, if you're not close to God, it makes you want to get closer. And if you are close to God, it makes you want to get even closer to Him. What a word. I mean, He dug so deep down into the root of my life that, I'm just walking, trying to get my things together in the store, and I'm like, wow. People looking at me, I'm just like, oh, you just don't understand. I'm getting so fed, so full of the word. I really appreciate the man of God because, you know, the word says, you know, the spirit by the spirit, and you can feel the spirit of one when they're really preaching and teaching the word. I got cut. I got healed. I got sold. I got touched. I got delivered. Oh, I got lifted up, all in the name of Jesus. And I give all the glory to God. Because, you know, I'm in a stage of my life. I am, like my brother, I find myself content. Regardless of whatever state, the situation, condition I am in, I have been broken. And I'm still being broke, but that's okay. Because in my time, I have asked God, in my prayer time, Lord, break me to make me. To be broken because things we have done in our life, some turns we have made that was wrong. So I just want to be broken to be made whole again. And I'm in a broken state of my life right now. But I don't care. I'm content. And the man of God just made me more content for, if it's not in the dictionary, it's in mine. More content for where I am. And I'm so appreciative. And Evangelist Hannah, I really thank you for, because I wouldn't have listened, because I wouldn't have known to listen. So I really, really, really thank you so much for always sending me the text to tune in. There's times where I may not speak out, but I'm on the line, and I am listening, and I'm receiving. Because you know what? I'm greedy for the word of God. And all I'm getting, I want that understanding, and I'm going to receive my understanding. And I'm getting this knowledge, and I'm going to get the wisdom. Man of God, if you're there, I add 100-fold blessing back onto your life for what you just poured into mine. I surely do appreciate you. And you just keep on keeping on in the name of Jesus. I love you all. I love you all. And I don't love you all with the love of Christ. I love you all if I did know Christ. Because I appreciate you all for what you are doing in Christ for God's people. Continue to do what you're doing. If you ain't touched nobody, I can truly say I am one of the ones that's being touched. I'm one of the ones that you know, Jesus healed. What was the healing leper? But who came back? Only one came back with gratitude. So I'm coming to you all with the gratitude. I'm not saying, so nobody get disappointed on the line. I'm not saying nobody else coming back. I'm speaking for myself. I'm coming back to give gratitude. To give praises and thanks to where it's due. Thank you, man of God. Thank you, Evangelist Hannah. Thank you, Prophetess Teresa. And I can't figure the other name. But thank you all, Kingdom Daughters, Daughters of Kingdom. For real, you guys are. Thank you so much.
Glory to God. We love you also, Miss Jenny. And it's Kingdom Builders International. Glory to God. We love you and God bless.
I would call it Kingdom
Daughter. Oh, God. Glory to God. God bless. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. This is Prophetess Teresa. And again, Kingdom Daughters is the intercessors that birthed out Kingdom Builders. So we're all one. But I want to thank you, my sister, for just tuning in and being blessed because that's what it's all about. And I want to give honor to the man of God. God bless you. You know, you fed our bodies, our soul, and our spirit through God using you, yielding yourself, and then you taught with so fervency, so much fervency, so much anointing, so much conviction. You know, the God that we serve, I mean, He can truly turn us around where we can yield to Him, and then He'll just speak straight through us. And that's what happened tonight. That's what happened tonight. God spoke through the man of God. And I pray that everyone on this line received what God sent to you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That you that engrafted word, let it be engrafted around every fiber of your being. You know, God wants us to have the best because God is the best. And because we belong to him. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you ordain even this relationship, Father. Holy God, that you are who we yield. We yield to your assignment, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, God.
Hallelujah, God. Yes.
And I just want to encourage everyone. We pray that you'll be able to hear a lot more from Pastor Mills. We open up, you know, we pray that he'll be able to come back again and again and again to pour into God's people. The internet, we have a lot of listeners on the internet right now, and the chat line is open, and you know, they're asking questions, but God is good, and we give we thank everyone on the internet for tuning in. We'll keep you posted for when the man of God is coming back. And I'm just going to ask Apostle Delaney is on the line, and I just want to ask you, woman of God, do you want to have any comments or you want to add anything at this time?
Hello, everyone.
Hello. God bless you, woman of God.
It is nothing else that I can say to add to what God has done through Pastor Mills. I am in awe. And just as moved as he was, and the passion that he has when he speaks God's word is moving. And everyone on the line should have been moved by just the passion in him. It was nothing phony. It was nothing fake. He showed himself. He didn't care. You know, most men don't want to show their emotions, but I thank God for a man of God
who
can be emotional and be sensitive and have the compassion that this man of God has.
Yeah.
It is so needed with the men, especially the men. It is so needed, and I so appreciate. I didn't hear all of the word, but what I did hear, my spirit, I'm telling you, I am blessed to be able to partake, to receive that impartation, to just receive the love of God on a whole nother level. It was awesome word, man of God. I thank God for you. I thank God. I thank God for the connection that he made with you and Kingdom Builders. I don't have anything in I'm telling you, I'm just moved, and I don't have much to say, but I just thank God for you, and I just speak. I'm like the woman that spoke first. I speak blessings upon your life because I know as much as you pour out, people are not as kind to you as they ought to be, even when you tell them the truth in love. And I just encourage you to still tell them the truth in love, which I know you're going to do it because that's who you are. What you've gone through have made you who you are. And there are some folk like us that appreciate the battlefields that you've gone on. We appreciate the wounds that you've received just to be the better soldier that you are today. And I'm telling you, you are so appreciated.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, and this is Evangelist Hannah again, man of God. I was truly blessed. And then when you was teaching, preaching, you would say it three times.
to make sure that we got it. Thank you very much for coming on. And actually, the man of God will be back on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock also.
Praise God.
Call in tomorrow at 7.
Amen.
After the man of God goes off tomorrow, Kingdom Daughters still will be having intercessory prayer, but it's after the man of God go off tomorrow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we thank you, man of God. We thank you. And do you have any comments, Pastor Mills?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tomorrow, and I want to stress on that this is a work of God, and it is on us to encourage others what we have heard and also bring them to come and be blessed likewise. I just want to encourage all of us, admonish all of us, tell your friends that it's alive on this internet video. God is speaking his word. God is enlarging the faith of his people so that they can have and experience the best that God has for them. So God bless you, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.
God bless you also, men of God. God, and again, we thank God for everyone who's called in and for all our internet listeners. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we will see you, hear you tomorrow. Same number, 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Come in. Get ready for the ending of the two-part series of this powerful teaching, The Power to Get Wealth. Glory be to God. And bless you again, men of God. We love you. Glory to God. Everyone continue to have a blessed evening and good night.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to thank everyone. This is Kingdom Daughters International, and we're here on Friday, September the 10th. And we're here to do our conference that's scheduled to start at 8. I just want to thank everybody for joining us. And I know all the lines are muted out at this time. And we're going to go forth in about just a couple minutes. Thank God for what he has done and what he's doing and what he's going to do.